Child Soldiers, August 1977. The months pass, and the government continues to increase our food ration, allowing me to grow a little stronger. It has been 3 months since we left Roe Leap and last saw Keem, Ma, and Gek. I think about them every day and wonder how they are. At night, when all the other children are fast asleep, Chu and I whisper to each other about Ma and Gek. I hope that Meng, Koi, and Keem are able to visit Ma and make sure she is well. My heart lifts a little, knowing that Ma has Gek to keep her from being too lonely. The other children have stopped picking on me because I am a fighter. While I have also improved my reputation as a worker, because she is weak, Chu has been taken out of the garden and demoted to a cook. She actually likes it better because she no longer has to associate with the other children. But since I am strong, it was only after 3 months of being at the camp when Mei Bong told me she had some good news. You are the youngest girl here, but you work harder than everyone else. The Angkar needs people like you, she says and smiles. It's really too bad you are not a boy, she adds. When she sees that I am not jumping with joy at the news, her face scowls. Your number one duty is to the Angkar and no one else. You should be happy with yourself. This camp is for the weaklings. The camp you are going to is for the bigger, stronger children. There you will be trained as a soldier so you can soon help fight the war. You will learn many more things there than the children here. Her face beams with pride when she finishes. Yes, Mei Bong, I am happy to go, I lie. I don't understand Mei Bong's elation. I do not want to sacrifice for the country that killed my pa. At the break of dawn, I pack my clothes and my food bowl. Chu stands beside me with her head down. I do not want to leave Chu behind, but I cannot refuse the assignment. Hooking our elbows together, we walk to the gate to meet Mei Bong. Chu, you're older than me. Stop being so weak, I whisper as we hug, our arms wrapped tightly around each other. We will always be sisters, even though you were found in a trash can. Chu cries harder, her tears wetting my hair. Mei Bong breaks our bond and tells me it's time to go. Chu refuses to let go of my hand. With all my strength, I pull it from her grasp and run away. Though my heart aches, I do not look back. Mei Bong leads me to another camp an hour's walk away. I do not know what to expect of the new camp, but when Mei Bong says it is a child soldier training camp, I presume it will be a big place with many weapons and soldiers living there.